Good morning, beloveds. It's Psalm 77 this morning, and our readings is verses 4, it's to 6, but let's go on to 7 because it shares what you can see what's going on here.
You hold my eyelids open. I'm so troubled that I cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years long ago. I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart. Then my spirit made a diligent search. Will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable?
Hallelujah. What I see here and what we can see is this is a brother that has gone off track. He's now remembering the times when he had peace and when he remembered the Lord's presence, and so laying in bed, he's meditating on that, and then he says in verse 7, will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? So yeah, so this is a thing of just getting sometimes so busy and just caught up in your own works, and then you move away from the Lord, or yeah, whatever the scenario. But distractions have come, and you find down the road you're not where you're supposed to be, and then you've got to come back, get back on the road. And so my encouragement is, you know, when it's a daily thing, take up your cross daily, morning by morning. He awakens you to, because his mercies are new every morning. Then, you know, any drifting away is immediately addressed. And then also, if something has occurred that has caused anger and caused you to move into the flesh, it's just the next day you just get back on track again. But this can quite well happen if your time with the Lord has been put aside, and you've made your work or pleasure or whatever else, you made that greater than God, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So the suggestion is just stay with the Lord daily, because if you miss the mark and you back again this morning, in the morning again, it's a day by day thing. It's a relationship, taking up your cross daily, then things are rectified straight away. Straight away, the old is washed away, and you're getting more motivation now to stay on this road of holiness, on the highway of holiness, in the presence of the Lord, in faith, not in fear. And then that's addressed with. So yeah, so that's just basically the encouragement this morning, you know. And when you do something, you know, your spirit, once you've been born again, your spirit is purged. You circumcise your heart to serve the living God. And so you're like a baby. Your conscience is like a baby again. You could go, it's made clean, and then you don't aren't busy with the things, those things that perverted you, you've put aside. And sooner, and when you do go off track, whether it's anger or foolish, whatever foolishness, whatever pulls you aside, you know it straight away. So you don't be like some of these Catholics, you know, that just wait till they can get to a father to go confess. You've come into the light. The Lord is with you. Straight away there you say, sorry, Lord, help me. Yeah. And you always go from the sorry to the provision of God. What has God made available? So you starting to meditate on this great love that is provided for you, so that you don't have to fall. As it says in Peter, you add to your faith goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, and perseverance, brotherly kindness, love, you will never fall. So there is provision. It's just you need that goodness, that knowledge, and that self-control. So you just use that opportunity. So that place of falling or missing the mark, stumbling, it's just a place of great learning again, embracing the great love, and you're back on track. So yeah, don't leave things. Just walk conscious of the Lord all the time. And you feel the consciousness of the Lord waning, you know it. When your heart is troubled, you know it. You just get back to God. Just go spend time with God. Now He's going to show you something, or maybe you've already gone off track, and He's just going to get you back on track. So just walk with a clear conscience. Amen. Paul says it so beautiful. I strive to keep a clear conscience before man and God. And that's what it's all about. Yeah? God washed us so we can stay clean on this highway of holiness. But if we get a black, like a bit of dirt on our righteousness, on your cloak, you just straight away stop, boom, get it off, and on you go again. Amen. So be blessed, because you are blessed, and everything's been made for you to be a blessing. Amen.
Amen.